I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on July 24th, 2020. The contentious issue of political activism by software projects was back in the news this week following a public plea from Mozilla and a proposal put to GNOME's annual European conference. For its part, Mozilla published a blog post encouraging readers to support the Stop Hate for Profit campaign, which aims to put pressure on Facebook to change its editorial processes, both by direct consumer action and by targeting advertisers who use the platform. Meanwhile, a presentation at this year's virtual GUADEC conference suggested that the GNOME project start collecting data so that it can label each of its apps with their embodied carbon cost. The proposal was made by Philip Withnell from Endless, who also suggested that the community ought to be working towards making hackfests carbon neutral, and continues the theme set by his presentation at last year's conference on how to make the GNOME project more environmentally friendly. While a lot of open source development seems to be slowing down for the summer, the last week saw two projects push out significant new releases. Version 7 of DigiCam's professional-grade photo management software is now generally available, having been in beta testing since the end of last year. The update to the cross-platform application extends its support for different RAW file formats used by various camera manufacturers, as well as improve its handling of the high-efficiency image file format used by iOS and some Canon devices. But the standout new feature of the release is a completely reworked facial recognition workflow, which is now far faster and more accurate than in previous versions, thanks to the inclusion of deep neural network functionality from the open-source computer vision library. And while the tech press has recently been focusing on the legal spat between Slack and Microsoft, open-source competitor Zulip has quietly slipped out version 3 of its own chat platform. This release is its biggest ever, including new external authentication options, features to help teams working in different time zones, and numerous performance and user interface improvements. As well as flagging up the many changes, Zulip used its release announcement to remind potential adopters that it offers cost-free hosting of its chat platform to many nonprofit organizations, research groups, and open-source projects. And finally today, the Fedora design team has put out a call for content submissions to a zine focusing on the distribution. The mini magazine will be distributed at conferences and events, and a downloadable copy will also be made available. The team is hoping that Fedora users will submit their own creative contributions for use in the publication, which is intended to serve as a sneak peek into what the distribution is all about and the sort of work involved in pulling it all together. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/179. Have a good weekend. We'll be back on Monday.